Fred Kaplan writes about military affairs for Slate.com. His column there is called War Stories. Fred, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks.
We called you to ask about a news story out of Baghdad, and let me quote from a story running on the Associated Press. Iran's commitments to stem the flow of weapons and explosives into Iraq appears to be holding up and have contributed to a sharp drop in roadside bombs across the country, a U.S. general said Thursday. Major General James Simmons, a deputy corps commander, said that in October, U.S. forces logged 1,560 cases in which bombs were either found or exploded. Here's the general.
We have not seen any recent evidence that weapons continue to come across the border into Iraq. We believe that the initiatives and the commitments that the Iranians have made appear to be holding up.
1,560 bombs still sounds like a lot to me, Fred, but it is less than they've been finding, and it's the lowest number in 2 years. What do you make of this?
I don't think anybody has ever known how many of these weapons Iran has shipped over to Iraq to begin with. Therefore, I don't see how they would be able to attribute a decline to Iranians sending over less. It might not even be a trend at all. It might just be a little blip in the radar, down 1 month, up, back up the next month. It could be due to Muqtada al-Sadr's six-month moratorium on any attacks against U.S. forces. It could be due to the various alliances of convenience that U.S. forces have made with Sunni tribes in several provinces.
Well, it could be any one of those things, or it could be, and I actually would kind of think a military commander might say this, we've been doing such a great job, we're so vigilant, we've stopped these things from coming in.
Well, that's what they said a couple of weeks ago. I mean, we are using new technologies to detect IEDs. We're supposedly getting more intelligence. I seem to recall just 2 weeks ago, General David Petraeus, commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, still berating Iran for not cooperating.
Well, that's not what we're hearing out of Baghdad today. Specifically, Major General James Simmons says Iran's commitments to stem the flow of weapons appear to be holding up.
One theory that might be worth positing, and that is that the entire military chain of command has made it clear, publicly and privately, that they are not at all wild about the idea of military attacks, much less an invasion, on Iran. Just over the weekend, Admiral William Fallon, commander of U.S. Central Command, said another war is just not where we want to go. There are some internecine battles going on in Washington right now that seem to be the office of Vice President Dick Cheney versus everybody else on whether we should launch an attack on Iran.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate.com. Fred, any last comment on these hearings today on preparedness, future preparedness for the Army?
The biggest problem with the Army is that they don't have enough people to carry out the kinds of missions that at least this president wants them to carry out. You know, the surge is ending. It's not because everything's going well or going badly. It's just because the extra troops that were sent over to Iraq, their term is up, and there's nobody to replace them with. Linking back to this question of Iran, if we can't sustain 160,000 troops in Iraq, there is a huge reluctance on the part of any military officer to start another war someplace else anytime soon.
Fred Kaplan, thank you.
Thank you.